Fourth Sunday after Pentecost, the epistle is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waited for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain even till now. And not only it, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the spirits, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they were almost sinking. Which, when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Please be seated. "Fear not, I will make you fishers of men." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. On the third Sunday after Pentecost, the liturgy gave us the imagery of our Lord as the Good Shepherd. The shepherd that goes and seeks after the one lost sheep and brings them back to him. Then in today's Mass, we see our Lord as this great fisherman of men, seeking after souls, going after them and trying to bring them back. And so it is fitting that last Sunday we also celebrated the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. I mean, obviously these two great apostles, Saint Peter receiving this high calling as a fisherman of men, as appears in today's gospel, and then also we see with Saint Paul too, they would become the apostle to the Gentiles. And so we see that as the mission that they had, we see that as what God was calling them to. But first and foremost, we have to look to our Lord Jesus Christ as the model for that. Because he is the good shepherd, he is also the great fisher of men. And so with our Lord, he is this true light in the darkness of the world. You know, that we truly trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is something that we bring out in the introit of today's Mass. This whole idea of trusting in our Lord, that he is our salvation. That he will watch over our souls. And so even though a lot of times we see the sufferings and the anxiety of the world that is around us, things that even in a large sense oppress the world or oppress our souls even, that from that we take that and we look at the trust that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. The confidence that we show in him, just as we see with St. Peter. And I think that's one of the remarkable things for St. Peter itself. I mean, here you have his vocation was being a fisherman. And so he had spent the night in trying to catch fish, and they caught nothing. And so it's interesting to see how, you know, St. Peter, and then you have the sons of Zebedee, James and John, these are the three great apostles that our Lord took with him in his agony, he took with them for the transfiguration. But you see that their vocation was being fishermen. But yet our Lord, when he went out and he taught the people from the boat, And so for our Lord, he taught them, and then after that he told St. Peter, he said, okay, well then go out into the deep and lower your nets. And St. Peter even brings up the fact, he said, okay, well we've done that all night. But at your word, we'll go and do it. But even you can see, even from that, because you afterward with his reaction, you can see very clearly that St. Peter, there was still doubt in his mind that anything would have been caught. But when they go out, they have so much fish that he has to call St. James and John. And then from that, after he sees the amount of fishes that they have, then at that point he says, depart from me, O Lord, for I'm a sinful man. Because obviously it's in reference to his doubt that in our Lord's words. I mean, granted, also maybe he was realistic of also his sins, true. But from that, he falls down to our Lord in the recognition of truly what our Lord has done for them. I mean, our Lord blessed them with this whole idea of all these fishes and different things. But does it really matter? Does it really make a difference for St. Peter? Because after that, St. Peter completely left. He left all things to follow our Lord. So even though, in a sense, they made a killing on all this fish that they had, being fishermen, he left after that, and he left everything to follow our Lord. So he left that vocation of just catching fish in the sea. And that was his support of his life. But he left that in order to follow our Lord, because he knew that is what our Lord was calling him to. And so that is why then our Lord says to him, he says, fear not. Do not fear, do not worry, because I will now make you fishers of men. That you will go out and you will bring men to me. I mean, just as our Lord, by his words and his actions and this miracle that he performed, brought Saints Peter, James, and John, and then soon after that, obviously, the other apostles. But just by his actions, he was able to bring them to him. Then he was sending them out to do the exact same thing. That now their vocation is to bring souls to him. So in that sense, it's amazing to see St. Peter just give up everything at that moment to follow our Lord, to show that confidence and that trust that he had in our Lord. And as I say, that is something that, I mean, I think for us, when we see the state of the world, we see all of the worries and the concerns. Well, yes, it's difficult for us. But the encouragement then is for us to trust in Almighty God, to place our trust truly in him, to give everything over to him, just as St. Peter had done. And so that is where then in the epistle it talks about, obviously, the sufferings of this life. Being mindful of that, and I think that helps us to understand very clearly that because of being mindful of that, it keeps in mind that we are pilgrims, that we're passing through, that we long for heaven from that, because St. Paul then consoles us with his words. The sufferings of this time are not worthy to compare to the glory that is to come. As if to try to help us and see, to understand. It's like, fine, you have sufferings and trials in this life, but that is what will then bring you to Almighty God. And so that's where this Mass, it balances out the sufferings and the pains with the trust and the confidence in God. And as we talked before in different sermons and different things, it helps us to guide us toward an understanding why we have these sufferings and these pains. Why do we have these crosses and trials? Because it brings us then to our Almighty God. I mean, just materially speaking, when you see poor St. Peter, his vocation is to catch fish in order to support himself, to support his family. And he caught nothing the whole night. And so certainly there would be the concern, there would be the worry for him. How am I going to support my family? What is going to happen? And then very simply from that, our Lord tells him, just go out. Go out into the deep and lower your nets. And then it all comes. But as I say, then you see from that, St. Peter immediately gives up everything to follow our Lord. So now he knows, okay, this is now my vocation, to go out. to go after souls and to bring them to Almighty God. So yes, that imagery of our Lord as the Good Shepherd, seeking that one lost sheep, but then as the true fisherman, of bringing souls to him. And so then that is the obligation that the priest has, is yes, to bring souls to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that is what the apostles understood. And so as I say, yes, this Mass balances perfectly then for us, of helping us to understand, yes, the sufferings and trials and the crosses, but the glory that is to come. When we trust and have the confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ, when we place that in him, and so as I say, we look at St. Peter as this example of that, crying out that he's a sinful man, depart from me, you want nothing to do with me. But yet ultimately he goes and he understands the confidence and the trust that yes, that he will have in our Lord, and that he follows our Lord and gives up everything for that. And certainly that is rewarded by him becoming the Prince of the Apostles, our first Pope. But also you see that faith, that trust, that obedience that he has in Almighty God. And certainly that will then be blessed from that. So as I say, it helps us. It gives us at least something to strive for. This greater confidence, this greater trust in our Lord. Even when things seem to be working against us, that we have this opportunity to place that trust in God. And God will reward us for that. And so, yes, in the collect of the Mass, we ask for peace. Well, this helps us then. This helps us to understand that. And so let us pray for these graces that we see by the example of St. Peter himself. The confidence that he placed in God, the trust that he placed in him, ultimately, the true faith that he had in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray for these graces that, you know, truly, as our Lord says, fear not, because then obviously we will be able to follow our Lord to heaven. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.